on the Lobo Radio Network. Lobo Basketball is on the air. Live from Kelly's Brew Pub, this is Lobo Talk with head basketball coach Steve Alford. Lobo Talk is brought to you by Double Tree, warm hospitality, and freshly baked cookies. By the UNM Student Union Building, your one-stop conference, events, and catering center. Santa Ana Star Casino, New Mexico's best bet. Also brought to you by Xfinity by Comcast, the future of awesome. And by Branch Law Firm, attorney and counselors at law. Now live. Here's your host, Scott Galletti.
Welcome, everybody, to hour number two here at Kelly's Brew Pub in Nob Hill. Lobo Talk with head coach Steve Alford. Number to call to get in on the program, 866-350-4309. Number once again, 866-350-4309. You can ask a Power Ford question. In New Mexico, we are Ford. Lobo men's basketball team victorious over Wyoming on Saturday to secure the Mountain West Conference Championship for the fourth time in the last 5 years. We bring in Lobo's head coach, Steve Alford. How you doing, coach, and congratulations?
I'm doing pretty good, Scott.
I would think so.
Yeah, it's been a pretty good weekend.
It really has. Well, you're not wearing a net tonight.
No, that's an accessory I only wear occasionally. So
okay.
You can't just wear that all the time. But it was a very special evening for us to win a championship on senior night, where we're honoring Emmanuel and Chad and Jamal and then our manager, Kevin. It's always a lot more fun for senior night and that celebration to happen when you win. But when the win also means you're conference champ, that makes for a very special day. And I'm just so happy and proud of our team to be in arguably the best, if not the second best league in the country, and win the championship with still two games remaining in the regular season. Speaks volumes of what these guys have been able to do. And as we talked about on the radio show afterwards, we led it wire to wire. We never left first place. We won our opening game, and we beat UNLV to open things up, and we never left first place. And to do that and show that kind of consistency, I just can't thank these guys enough. They have battled, they've worked, and now they've got their fourth championship in 5 years. And, you know, only Gonzaga and Kansas can say that. So when you look at 350 schools in the country, Gonzaga, Kansas, and New Mexico are the only three schools in the country that can say they've won four league titles in 5 years. So it's a pretty impressive group to be in.
And the thing is, Coach, the lead never got less than one game, and it was one game very temporarily as Lobos took care of business at Colorado State and won it the next weekend.
Yeah, and that's what's been impressive with what these guys have been able to do. They've just they've been a very, very consistent group. You look at it happens all over college basketball. You have, you know, Michigan wins a big game, then they go and lose at Penn State, and then they turn around and beat Michigan State. Virginia beats Duke, and then Virginia turns around the other night. Who was it? Boston College, I think, beats Virginia, who's in last place in the ACC. One of the hardest things to do are for players to win big games and follow that up with a win. Or you lose a game and you follow that up with a win. But consistency at the collegiate level is not easy. 18 to 21-year-olds, it's just not easy to do. And I think that's been the most impressive thing with our team this year, playing the top five schedule strength in the country, and you've had no losing streak. That's been more impressive maybe than anything, that one game's the only game we've been able to say has been any kind of losing streak. So very, very pleased with the consistency of these guys.
866-350-4309, the number to call. Let's go to Keith in Memphis. Keith, welcome to Lobo Talk with Steve Alford.
Hello, thanks for taking my call. Coach, congratulations on your wins this week in the regular season title. And I just want you to know, out here in the midst of SEC country, which I have a very high opinion of, it gives me great satisfaction at the moment to see that there's only one team ranked in the top 25 out of the SEC. And I also listened today to an interview with Coach Steve Lapis, or I guess former Coach Steve Lapis, and he had talked about New Mexico and the Mountain West Conference overall, and one of the reasons why he particularly cared that New Mexico may be a number one seed as opposed to Gonzaga is because of your non-conference schedule and the overall RPI strength of the conference. And with that being said, now, the question that I have for you is maybe generically, is there any madness, so to speak, to your thoughts on who you would want to schedule non-conference team-wise? I know there's probably some colleges that they have to turn away people that would want to play a game or maybe a home-and-home. Have you had to run into that, or who would be a team that you would like to have maybe a home-and-home, if not every year, maybe a one-time thing, or to just even strengthen your schedule more? Thanks for my call. I'll hang up. Good luck this week, and go Lobos.
Well, I appreciate that. I don't know how we can strengthen our schedule. Our schedule strength today is three, it's kind of hard to strengthen your schedule much than what we've been able to do. I think you've seen our schedule just get stronger each and every year. We've spent a lot of time with it. We have put a lot of effort into it. We really try to play all teams with RPIs of 200 or better. That's a barometer that we do. We look at our non-conference schedule and try to get bye games like South Dakota State, for instance, who's winning their league. We look at teams like that that potentially can win 20 games and win their league. That's kind of criteria that we try to look at when we're looking at bye games. Doesn't always work out that way, but it's something we're always trying to figure out and do. You have to have balance. We need to play a minimum of 16 home games. And we've played that minimum now for 4 years. Back in the day, New Mexico was playing 22 to 24 home games. We don't have that luxury anymore because of the RPI that was put in. So we don't have the luxury of doing that. So you have to be very careful with your home and homes and your bye games, because I think people think you can just start adding teams, and you can't, because you have to have a balance of road games. If all I did was bye games, we wouldn't have enough road games. If all I did was home and home games, then that would screw up each year how many road games you're getting. So, for instance, next year we'll play at Valparaiso, which is a return game. We've got New Mexico State, who's been a long-withstanding two-game schedule for us. Those two road games, we've got Cincinnati coming back to our place. We're in the exempt tournament, trying to get a home game out of one of those exempt teams, which would be a very good home game there. You're playing at Kansas, in Kansas City. So we're not finished with our schedule by any means, but our schedule each year, I think you're looking at a schedule strength each year. If we're not, you know, if we're not in the top 100, something's wrong. I think we're going to be closer probably to the top 75, the top 50, depending on how teams do. You know, you rely heavily on how teams do. It is kind of rolling the dice, because I can't, you know, 2 years ago we played five BCS schools and we beat all five of them, and all five of them had bad years. That didn't happen very often, but all five of them had bad years, so it didn't help our schedule strength much. So you got to hope the teams you play well and end up winning games. But I really like the way our schedule. Coach Broussard does a tremendous job of working diligently on our schedule. I like the games that we've got coming in the future. We've signed an ESPN deal to where four straight years in an ESPN exempt tournament deal, which is great for our program. It's great nationally. As far as, you know, what's being said about number one seeds, you know, I don't know. I don't even know if that's a probability, but I do know that the more it's talked about, that just helps our program. The thought of the nation talking about New Mexico being a number one or number two seed tells us where we're at. We're an elite basketball program. We're an outstanding basketball team this year. We've talked about branding our name and branding who we are, and that's happening. Mm-hmm. So there's been so many positives with just the communication of it. And I will say this, Scott, we'll put our resume up against anybody. We've won 17 games. 17 of our wins have come against top 100 RPI. Right. The next closest is 13 wins. Minnesota has Louisville just won their 13th game against top 100. Duke has won 13 games. Kansas has won 13 games, and Minnesota has won 13 games against the RPI top 100. New Mexico's won 17. We're four games ahead. I know there's different criteria, but if you look at top 100 RPI teams, you know, that's what's amazing, that, you know, the RPI is a big deal until all of a sudden it's not a BCS school that's involved. You know, all those BCS schools, they like, oh, it's RPI, it's RPI, it's RPI, and the caller's talking about the SEC. The SEC's the BCS league that it's all about RPI. Look at the RPI. Yeah, right. Look at our RPI. And not only look at our RPI, look at our league RPI. Look
right.
at all the teams in our league. With their, you know what's happening, Scott, is our league's going out and scheduling SEC schools and Big Ten schools and Big 12 and Pac-12. Now we're not just scheduling those people, we're beating those people. And now all of a sudden, those schools don't want to talk about RPI. They want to talk about some other criteria being the most, you know. And that's where it becomes humorous, is that the RPI used to be, you know, that's what everybody wants. Now it's, well, they must not have a real RPI. Well, what's real RPI? The RPI is a pretty cut, and it's a computerized deal that everybody has to play that game with. And it seems like now all of a sudden that's not the criteria we're going to use.
The other thing that you didn't mention, Coach, of all the stuff that you just talked about with the 25 wins, 10 of those away from the pitch.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you look at our resume, we've got 7 road wins. We're 3-0 on a neutral site. Well, the NCAA's played away from home. So the NCAA tournament's played away from home. So that's a heavy criteria. How do you fare when you're not at home? And we're 10-3 when we're not at home. We've still got 2 more games away from home. We still have the Mountain West tournament, which is going to be 1-3 more games. So there's still a lot more possibilities out there that we just add to that resume. But as status quo, comparing us to everybody else in the country, 10 wins right now in early March away from home is very, very good.
866-350-4309, the number to call. We're live here at Kelly's Brew Pub in Nob Hill. Good-sized crowd here at Kelly's tonight. We're here until 9 o'clock. Coach, the Lobos moved up to number 12 in the AP poll, number 11 in the coaches poll. That means people, especially coaches, are taking notice.
Yeah, and you know, we're obviously very happy with that. I think it is comical how some teams, you know, continue to lose, and they're still in the top 15. You know, that becomes a little bit, you know, trying to figure out how all that works. But we know we're a very good basketball team, Scott. If we can stay healthy and we can continue to move this thing forward and continue to improve here in the next 2 weeks, we're going to be a very difficult outcome NCAA tournament.
866-350-4309. Alex Kirk, obviously player of the week last week for the Lobos, player of the week in the Mountain West Conference, co-player of the week to be exact. And in his freshman year, Coach, 4 games scoring in double figures, this season 21. And the note that I like the most of Frank Mercogliano gave us, 52 blocks, which is more than 20 D1 teams, let alone people.
I'm telling you, Alex, we talked about it back in October. I think people kind of laughed when I said he'd be one of the best centers in the West, and he's proven that. He's one of the best centers in the West right now. Going into next year, Scott, he will be one of the best centers in the country, not just the West. And what he's doing is he's had an amazing year, and, you know, Frank and I were talking about it, but he would be. If there was a national comeback player of the year, I don't know who would be more favored to win that than what Alex has done. Alex has just had a tremendous sophomore season, and he's been a huge part of the reason why we're where we're at today.
Want to touch on Kendall Williams, Coach. Since the 46-point game at Colorado State, in the last 2 games, just 15 points, but he has 14 assists leading to 32 points, 3 turnovers, and 11 rebounds.
Well, it's the unselfishness, again, of our basketball team. We've talked about it a long time, Scott, that it's not, you know, I think we've heard it all year. You know, you hear all the, you know, whatever it may be out there. Why doesn't Tony Snell score more? Why doesn't Kendall Williams score more? Why doesn't Hugh shoot more? Why doesn't, it's why, and then at the bottom of it, it's, our guys know how to win, and they know who needs to do what. And
yep.
You look at Hugh Greenwood, that kid can beat you about 10 different ways.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to guard you like crazy. He's going to get rebounds. He's going to have an assist turnover ratio that's positive. He'll make big shots. He'll make big free throws. He'll get huge rebounds. You know, there are a lot of point guards in the country averaging over 4-5 rebounds a game. You know, Hugh just does a lot of special things. Kendall, he can score 46 on you one night. And he hadn't been in double figures now since he scored 46. But how many assists does he? He's got like What's he got, 14 assists?
14, yeah.
He's got 14 assists in the last two games with three turnovers. So you got a 14-3 assist turnover ratio the last two games. That's phenomenal. Mm-hmm. So it goes back to where our guys understand who they are. They don't care who gets the success. It's about playing their role, doing it as well as they can, and doing it as unselfish as they can. And Kendall has done that. Would we like for him to have another 46-point night? Sure. But if he gets 14 assists and three turnovers and we win, that's fine with us.
You brought up the defense, Coach. The defense against Wyoming was phenomenal. Wyoming, we've talked about this the last couple of times the Lobos have played Wyoming, both in Laramie and on Saturday. They have tried to slow things down, but it was kind of humorous to see the Lobos actually forcing them to hurry up with the shot clock going down because they couldn't get a good shot because of the defense the Lobos were playing.
They tried slowing things down. It was like watching paint dry. Thought I was watching my movie Hoosiers again.
But then you saw them rushing because of the Lobo defense. They were actually rushing for shots at the end.
Yeah, I think if I have a vote now, I'd vote for the 24-second shot clock. But I think we've been able to play a lot of different ways. And Wyoming's not the first team to try to slow things down on us. And I thought we did a really good job handling it. We did try to do our three-quarter press a little bit, but we're not a pressing team, Scott, and I didn't want to have to go small.
Right.
Wyoming nor anybody else, I don't want anybody else dictating us changing who we are, and if they wanted to slow it down and make it a fewer possession game, then, you know, we'll make it a fewer possession game. The bottom line is it was 53-42. You're not gonna beat us very often scoring 42. The only time that would happen is at San Diego when we scored 34.
866-350-4309. Western Refining, providing the fuel that moves our nation and keeps our economy moving. From airplanes to backhoes, it's what we do. Western Refining, fueling our lives. We'll take a break and come right back with more of Lobo Talk with Steve Alford live here at Kelly's Brew Pub in Knob Hill. This is Lobo Talk from Learfield Sports.